Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Chauffeurs.
Together we are the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matty.
How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
Doing all right. We're in a vehicle right now.
We are driving down in the BB.
Tommy has a 2013 Camaro.
Brum, brum. Black.
BB13.
Matt likes to call it. Like going BB. my black beauty.
The 13 at the end adds some geekiness to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Black Beauty.
You ever read that
Black
book?
Beauty is the Green Hornet's car. It's already geeky enough.
Isn't that a book, too?
Yeah,
was
the horse,
the horse?
So you prefer it to be the Green Hornet?
The Green Hornet's car, yeah. I think it makes more sense. Maybe the supercar.
Okay. So it's, but I mean, if it was the horse, then it's like horsepower.
Horsepower. One horsepower car.
So if you're Green Hornet, does that make me Kato?
You are my Kato, yeah.
That would be a fun cosplay to go to. You mean?
That would be kind of interesting.
You dress up as Green Hornet, me, I dress up like Kato.
I could do like Seth Rogen's Green Hornet,
yeah,
too.
I haven't seen that, but I'm sure it's pretty horrible.
It's not the best, but it's not bad. It was kind of interesting. Anyway.
Was it like, hey, I'm Seth Rogen. What's up, guys?
What's up? Is this where you fight crime and buy weed?
I don't know. I'm for sure everybody knows where we live. We live in Florida.
Yeah, we're in the FLs.
And we took a day trip up to Disney
Springs.
Disney Springs, yes. Which is in Disney World.
If you didn't know.
Formerly known as Downtown Disney. Now they have shops. And
A lot more shops.
Higher end shops. Vera Bradley, stuff like that. We did bring Larry with us. She is passed out
right now.
She had a long day of shopping at stores like Forever 21.
Yeah. Cliche basic
drinking
jokes.
Starbucks. So the reason why we went up to Disney Springs is for what reason, Tommy?
It is because Disney Quest is only going to be open until July 2nd.
Oh, that's sad.
And for those of you who don't know, Disney Quest was Disney's indoor interactive digital theme park. So it has like a bunch of arcade games, virtual reality games, crazy awesome stuff.
Right. So it's 5 levels.
Mm-hmm.
It's do you know what year it opened?
I'd say like early 2000s, if I would guess.
Okay.
I'd have to look into that.
Yeah, we should have looked that up first,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
It is 5 stories. They have a lot of VR stuff, but then a lot of like old school arcade games too. A lot of more generic stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing too
I mean, it is still a Disney park, so they can't go too wild with some of their arcade games.
Yeah. But you pay a flat fee, right?
Yep.
And then you get in and you get to play all the games and do all the VR.
Yep, all the arcade games are free, all the rides are free. I mean, if you want to play like the games, you get tickets out of that's not free, but.
So when's the first time you ever went to Disney Quest?
First time I went, I would think I was 15 years old. And we took a bunch of my middle school friends up. Maybe I was 13 or 14 years old. So we went up with a bunch of middle school friends. And we went up and we made a whole day of it and it was awesome.
Cool. Any memorable stories from that visit?
Nope. Okay. The whole experience was awesome because it was my first time going there.
Yeah.
So
you're like, oh my gosh. And back then, those VR games had to have been like mind
blowing. They were pretty legit because, you know, that was the N64 era.
Yeah, because now. The games are cool. VR experience is cool, but it's definitely a little outdated. A little old. They've kept up on everything okay, because it's Disney. It's not super rundown.
Nowadays, you can pretty much put your phone, tape it to your face, and the graphics are already much better.
Get better graphics. Yeah. But they have a cool Pirates Caribbean ride that we did.
That ride's always fun.
And they have like a build your own roller coaster thing that we did.
Cyberspace Mountain.
And you're in like a little capsule. And they have you do flips and you can do corkscrews and upside down.
You basically create your own roller coaster and then you get to ride it. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool thing. And I mean, if you don't live in Florida, you're probably never going to get to go. So.
Sadly, no. It closes on Sunday. So by the time this pod drops, you only got like 2 days
left. 2 days to get there. It was a really cool area. Larry and I had gone one time probably like 4 years ago. It's fun, a couple hour thing. You know, and the thing about Florida that I've learned is, and you're from Florida, so, but when we lived in Michigan, there was an arcade at least every 10 miles away.
Yeah.
Like a big arcade, not even Dave & Buster's, like arcades with pinball machines, old school games, and shoot-em games, and ticket games, and all, you know, and go-kart stuff. You would think that down in Florida where it's year round, that stuff would be a lot more prominent, but it's not.
I think nowadays it's the thing is most people either play on their computers or download games or get games on their phones. Right. They don't really have to go to arcades anymore. It's sad. Because we used to have an arcade in our mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was there.
Was it a big one?
Not really. So you know where the Verizon store is?
Yeah.
In the mall, that was an arcade.
Okay. We live in a little bit of a boondocksy type area.
Yeah.
But even in the more populated areas, it's still, arcades are hard to find. We got Dave & Buster's, but those are in Orlando.
Livingston's in Sarasota.
And, and Dave & Buster's in Orlando and Miami, and then Livingston's, which Livingston's doesn't even really have that many games.
Not really.
And
the arcade's kind of small.
Right. And the sad thing about arcades nowadays is 90% of the games are always ticket games.
Yeah.
Because they just want people to keep feeding their money in and trying to win more tickets. And which, I guess the ticket games are fun and all.
I'm going to shape up and win the shitty maker.
But so that's what was kind of cool about Disney Quest. My favorite thing about Disney Quest is the Fix-It Felix games.
I can fix it.
Because they make it look like, if you know Fix-It Felix Jr.
Have you ever seen the movie Wreck-It Ralph? Great
game
movie.
From Wreck-It Ralph. And so they make the game look like an old arcade game.
Yeah, it's a game that literally probably came out 2012, I guess, when the movie came out. But it looks like a 1980s arcade game.
Yeah, and it's fun to play.
It's fun on
first. It feels super retro. What's your favorite thing about Disney Quest?
I used to love going to the ride, the comics ride. Because they give you, like, a little lightsaber, and you fight, like, these made-up comic book villains that they made up for the ride.
Yeah.
And it was pretty neat, but they closed that ride down a while ago.
I did do that ride. That was a cool ride when we did it, too.
Get a lightsaber. It's fun.
Yeah. It's always good when you get a lightsaber. So they're closing it to open up an NBA experience, Tom.
Yep.
They don't really have an opening date yet or major details. It just says there's going to be a restaurant, a retail store, some interactive experiences, making you feel like you're in a game, stuff like that.
Kind of Disney Quest-esque.
Yeah. I question why NBA.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think NBA has such a wide range as... The only thing I can think of is that, like, I guess... NBA was just like, Disney will give you all this money to come in. Yeah. But they used to have a restaurant in Universal City Walk, which is now Tucson's Chocolate Emporium. But it used to be an NBA restaurant.
Okay.
So, I don't know why going downtown Disney. It just doesn't seem like a perfect match for me.
I don't know, because sports are not like a very kind of family-esque. Bring your family to a sports game type thing. But why NBA? I couldn't tell you.
Well, they have the ESPN restaurant in the boardwalk area. So, I mean, why not move that to that space? Or, a better idea even, why not make a Marvel building?
Ooh, I would love that.
And do a Marvel-themed, like, restaurant. And then do, like, games and VR experiences in it and stuff. And
the Hulk smash them all.
I think that would make you a lot more money than the NBA.
Yeah, I think you're going to draw a lot more families and kids than the NBA would.
I think you would too. But hey, it's their choice. I'll check it out when it opens up.
Yeah, I'll take a peek.
I don't know if it's going to be five stories or whatever.
I don't know. I'm curious about that too.
So we did that today with Disney Quest. We had some good food today too, right?
Yes. The Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, Earl Sandwich. I don't think they have those any other place, do they? Is it like a franchise?
I don't know. I have to look that up. I'm assuming it is, but it might not be.
Kind of like a Panera Bread. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Panera Bread.
It's a Panera Bread. They have the sandwich that I love that I always get. It's called the Holiday Turkey. And it's this nice, like, ciabatta bread, and they kind of grill it. And then they put turkey on it, gravy, cranberries.
Stuffing on it, too, right?
And stuffing. And it's the whip.
So if you love Thanksgiving and you want to wrap it all up in one sandwich, kaboom!
It tastes like Thanksgiving in a sandwich.
Put it in my mouth.
I took a picture today. I don't know. I'll post that on our Instagram page.
Put
so you can see it.
In my mouth.
Put Thanksgiving in my mouth.
Put the turkey in my mouth. The whole turkey.
Put the truck fan in my mouth. And then we just kind of shopped around Disney Springs.
Shop around.
Shop around. And then they have...
Shop up, shop up, and get
yeah. Break it down.
Sorry. Anyway.
And they have Splitsville that we went to also.
Yep, that's where we went
for
dinner.
If you've never seen a Splitsville is a giant bowling alley.
So it's a restaurant split with a bowling alley.
Yes. You think that's why they call it Splitsville?
I don't know. Sure, why not?
Probably call it Splitsville because of a split in bowling.
The bowling. Yes. The 710.
It
is. Notorious 710 split.
It's a very interesting place because they have a dining room, but then they've got bowling lanes.
It's also two floors, so it's got...
Yeah.
They
have bowling lanes, so they have the bowling lanes have tables and couches and chairs.
They got a walk-up bar. They have a upstairs. They have a balcony bar.
Yeah, it's a cool concept. And they have interest. They have full menu, but the most interesting thing they have is sushi, it's probably more or less like I don't know if I'd call it white trash sushi, but it's generic.
Good quality,
like,
but it's
a generic
cliche.
American. Sushi.
Yeah, nothing too adventurous.
Yeah, but it's definitely good quality, and so we ate some sushi today. And then the coolest thing is we went
something that we kind of discovered. We weren't really expecting much, but we kind of went in anyway.
Oh, the Coca-Cola store!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about the Dole Whips.
No. That too. I thought you were going to be all about the Coca-Cola
store. The coolest
store.
Thing about Disney Springs was the Coca-Cola store.
So, at first glance, like, oh, it's just a store that sells Coca-Cola memorabilia and stuff. So, it's a three-leveled store. The bottom store has mostly memorabilia. The second floor has, like, home goods and stuff like that. And there's a little back part to the second floor where you can get your picture taken with the Coca-Cola polar bear.
So it's crazy because it's like polar bear room. That's the polar bear room.
What?
And when you're walking through, they have you walking on like the glass projector type screens.
Yeah, so it looks like you're walking on thin ice.
And they have little fishes in it and stuff.
Yep.
Polar bears swimming underneath you, and it's like, what's this room we're walking into? And then you peek your head around the corner, and there's this big, giant, white polar bear with the Coca-Cola scarf.
Yep.
And he was creepy.
A little creepy,
basically
but still
a giant puppet.
Giant. It's like he just came off Sesame Street.
Yeah. He was pretty cool, and he gave us fist pounds. And I tried to give him a hug, and he wanted to give me a half hug.
Well, because he's got one hand controlling the puppet contraption.
But
you don't have mutant people running the polar bear with three arms.
The cool part is when you keep going and on the third level, they have kind of like a Coca-Cola bar upstairs. So it's this rooftop bar.
So they have all different type of Coke products. And
Cokes from around the world and stuff.
And then actual, like, you can have, you know, adult Coke drinks too.
Yeah, it seemed pretty, seemed a little pricey.
Yeah.
But it seemed pretty cool.
Well, there was one that was like, what, $3 depending on what size. You get like five free refills. So that's not really bad.
Yeah. Well, that's just regular generic Coke, which is right out of the machine. That's
right out the
fancy
tap.
But they had Coke floats and stuff too. So it was a pretty cool store. I mean, anything Coke related you would want.
Boom.
They had
place
it.
To be.
It was pretty cool. So if you've never been to Disney Springs, it sounds like a giant commercial for Disney Springs.
It kind of is. Send us money endorsement. Oh, and go to the Lego store.
We did go
to the Lego store. I love the Lego store. It's one of my favorites. I always go there when I stop by.
I was surprised.
Anybody who knows me knows I love the Legos.
You do love the Legos.
Lego my Legos.
Sometimes you make Lego, build Legos when we're podcasting.
Sometimes. I haven't done it in a while.
Yes, we need to get you some new ones. So if anybody wants to send us some Legos,
I'll take them.
Message us on Facebook.
Yeah. I'll take them right now.
I didn't know that they had... What was the Lego set that I was surprised by?
Oh, the Batman 66?
Well, they had that. I saw that. That was exciting. But there was the... We walked right in and there was Lego sets. And I was like, they've got that kind of Lego sets?
You're talking about the Disney castle?
No, not the Disney castle. It was like a movie.
Not Ninjago. Next was Batman. Then after... Oh, the cars? Like, no. The actual sports cars?
No. I was surprised by that. That Star you could build Wars, sports cars,
Lego
too.
Lego City. I'm trying to think of all the major sets. Nope. Marvel stuff.
Nope.
Well, then I have no idea. You didn't.
I don't think
you mentioned it
either.
To me.
I was surprised, though, and I feel bad that I don't remember what
Ghostbusters? I didn't see the Ghostbusters set there. Those are hard to find.
Yeah, it was not Ghostbusters. It was another movie franchise, though, that I was surprised by. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
And the Lego store there is super cool. They have big Lego statues and stuff like that.
Get your picture taken with Lego Hulk.
And then we... took the poor man Disney trip.
The poor man's trip around the world.
And we hopped on the buses. And we took the buses to the Polynesian Resort.
Yep.
And got some Dole Whip.
I love me a Dole Whip.
If you don't know what Dole Whips
Dole
are...
Dole Floats.
They're amazing. It's Dole is the fruit company, right? Yep. They're known for mass-producing pineapple and pineapple juice.
Yep.
They have these things that are called pineapple Dole Whip Floats. So it's basically this Dole ice cream. It's pineapple-flavored ice cream that they put in pineapple
juice. It's like pineapple soft serve. It's not really ice cream.
Pineapple soft serve. Technically. Yes, pineapple soft serve. And they put it in this cup with pineapple juice. Yep. And it's pretty amazing.
It's so good.
And they also do a vanilla, too. And then they do a swirl with the vanilla.
Yep.
I like doing the swirl. Because it creates a little bit of creaminess.
Yeah.
And then by the time that all starts to melt, and you get the pineapple juice at the bottom, and your pineapple juice is like creamy pineapple juice.
That does sound pretty good, but I love a Dole Whip. Old-fashioned all-pineapple Dole Whip.
Yes. So if you are going to Disney anytime soon, you've never tried a Dole Whip float.
There's a huge following for Dole Whips on the internet.
There is.
People be loving the Dole Whips.
They even have t-shirts and hats and
stuff.
Yeah, because
you can only get it in like three places in the entire world.
Yeah.
Two of them are at Disney World. One at the Polynesian, one at Magic Kingdom.
Where's the third place?
I think it's in England somewhere.
Oh, really?
I have to look it up.
What about Disneyland?
I don't think so.
No?
I'll have to look it up, bro.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they had it at Ohana.
Yeah.
And at the
actual, like, Hawaii.
At the Hawaiian Disney Resort.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because Disney have... No, Alana.
Olani. Yeah,
Olani.
Right. Yeah, Olani.
Yeah, that's the resort. I wouldn't be surprised if they had it there. Oh, then we took the tram around and saw the
monorail.
Bafar and stuff.
And things.
Larry.
Nope.
Oh, what was your favorite part of the day?
So I had fun just going back through all of my favorite rides at Disney Quest.
Yeah. Did you roll a tear at all today while you were there?
Not a solid tear, but I had a little bit of sighs going as we were walking through.
Yeah, a little soppies.
Looking at this ride, I'm not going to be able to go on that one again, and going on that ride, not going to be able to do that again.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday. Hey, if you want to send us some money, we can maybe buy these rides for ourselves.
That would be pretty cool.
Take them home.
Well, the interesting thing is the server at Splitsville said they're going to be auctioning off some of the games.
Yeah, so if there are games that you played at Disney Quest and you want to get your hands on them, check it out.
Yeah,
you might be able to put a bid on
it. She didn't give us the deets, though, did she?
Have to look it up.
I would love to get a Fix-It Felix Jr. game.
That would be awesome. I'd love to get that.
I can fix it. When I was a kid, my brother had a friend. His name was John.
Yeah.
And John lived, I don't know, about 2 miles from us. And my brother would always go over there. And I always begged and begged and begged and begged to go.
Yeah.
Because in their living room, his dad had a Ms. Pac-Man game.
Oh, really?
And
an
arcade
Galaga cabinet?
Game. Yeah.
Oh, that's
two arcade
awesome.
Cabinets. And so I would go over there. And him and his friend would go play, and I would just sit in front of the Pac-Man game and just play Pac-Man for hours and hours in Galaga. It was pretty awesome. And then my dad, he had a friend who had like three arcade cabinets in his house.
Amazing.
He had like a tank game. It was this game that you put your head in, this like tank.
Yeah.
So you kind of duck down and you put your head in, and then you'd have your guns and stuff.
Really?
You shoot. Huh. He had the sniper game. And then I think he, yeah, and then I think he had an old, another, an old, like, cabinet classic game. Yeah, classic game. What are some of your favorite classic arcade games?
I love the Simpsons arcade game. That was always my favorite.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a fun game. And you have, trying to save Maggie, right?
Yep.
And then she like, eats the...
She has a diamond in her mouth.
And she becomes burns. Big. And,
yeah. Wants the diamond.
You could play as Homer.
You play as the whole family.
Marge, Lisa, and Bart.
Yep. Yeah. Each one having different weapons and abilities.
Bart had the skateboard.
Lisa had a jump rope. Marge had a vacuum cleaner. Yep. Homer just used his bare fists.
He did.
I always loved playing as Homer.
Yeah. I like playing as Marge, believe it or not. I love the vacuum. It was such long range.
Yeah. Homer just had that power.
Yeah, he did. That was a fun game.
That was a fun game.
They have that game at Livingston's.
Yep. So another one of my favorite arcade games is, we kind of played it today, the Avengers arcade game.
Yes.
I used to love going to the Bowland, or not Bowland, but Treasure Lanes.
Did they have that game?
They used to have that, yeah, back in the day. And I used to love
that was a good game. Do you know that they actually made that game for SNES?
Yes, they did, yep.
Yeah. I had that when I was a kid. And that was a game you could play as Cap.
Captain America, Vision, Iron Man, Hawkeye.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think it was only four players. Like, at the time, I never played as Vision because I had no idea who that was.
Wow.
Like
he was a white Vision, too.
Yeah, it was the kind of weird-looking Vision. I think it was yellowy, I think.
Okay. That was always a fun game.
That was a great game.
I love the Turtles games.
Oh, the classic Turtles.
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time. It
was so much fun.
1989 arcade. Yeah. You know, every time they'd die, they'd always be like, shell-shocked. That's right.
Shell-shocked. Shell-shocked. I always loved the wrestling games, too. Those were always fun in the arcade.
I don't think I ever remember playing those ones.
They had a Royal Rumble game that was a blast, and they had like 30 different guys on it.
Really?
And back in the day, that was huge for them to have so many guys. It was back in the mid-90s, and...
Bunch of classic
Yokozuna, Bret Hart, stuff like that.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. Obviously, the fighting games are always like. Do you remember the old school Tekken?
Oh, I love Tekken. I played Tekken almost, one. I think I've played every Tekken game that's come out, except for like the portable ones. But I've played 1 through 6. The 7 just came out, so I haven't played that one.
I like the very first Tekken that you could play in the arcade. Yep. It was just so like old school and blocky and
very blocky. It was like. Yeah. One of the first few 3D one fighting games too. We fought in like in a big arena with 3D graphics.
Did you enjoy Marvel vs. Capcom?
Oh, I love those too. I have pre-ordered the next one that comes out, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. I downloaded the demo. It's kind of fun. It has a cool story mode to it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting how the story mode. But I love those games. Having favorite Marvel characters versus my favorite Capcom characters beat the snot out of each other.
House of the Dead was always a fun shooting game.
I love those games.
What is the cop training game? Is it called Cop Trainer? Is that the name of the game?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
It's like a single like gun game, and you can pick it up, and you can
choose different games.
You can choose different
as many targets as you can.
Time Crisis,
Point Blank. That was another one of those fun shooting games. Like all those random. Games.
I always like Time Crisis because you could hit the pedal and
you could hide
duck down and hide behind.
Those ones were kind of hard, but they were fun. I had the first one for PlayStation. It was pretty fun.
You also hit that on PlayStation?
Mm-hmm.
Did it come with a pedal, or you could just hit a button?
It came with the gun, and the gun you had to like push the button on it to hide.
I think I do remember that.
But I bought another one that you could plug in the pedal, so you could use it. So I had a pedal and another gun that you could use.
Do you think in another 10 years, you think arcades are going to be completely gone? Or do you think our generation, or then a little bit younger, is going to come up with new fancy arcades?
I hope they come up with, like, nostalgia-based arcade games.
Yeah. So I think with hipsters, I think they'll live on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll go away. Something I want to check out, and I haven't got a chance yet, is in Tampa, they have an arcade bar. So it's like a bar, and it's like an old school, it's just a dump bar that's called, like, Yesteryears or something.
Okay.
And it's, they've got, like, 20 different old cabinets in it. So it's a bar, like a dive, but with, like, 20 old cabinets. Mm. And I think that'd be really cool to have a bar with old cabinets in it and stuff that you can play.
Do you think, like, they get their traffic is more of people playing the games or for the bar?
I would assume a mix, probably. They probably get a lot of hipsters.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You know, I've been playing arcade games before. It's cool. Yeah, we know, you nerd.
It was a good experience. It was a good day. If you ever get a chance, make sure you go up and check out Disney Springs.
Still a good, fun place. Yeah. Lots of different shops. Great locales. Great food.
A lot of different... there's a ton Disney, of food places I wanted to eat
at. Disney galore, too.
Yeah. Super fun. Disney Quest closing, though, so you won't be able to go
Break
there.
My that's digital kind of heart.
Oh, that was kind of sad.
Man. Yeah.
That made me want to cry a little bit.
Man. I'm holding back the tears, folks.
They did have advertisements for the World of Pandora everywhere, too.
Yeah. That's their newest big thing, so it makes sense.
You don't know what that is. It's a new Avatar land that they have in Animal Kingdom.
Good movie. I always thought it was an interesting move bringing it into the Disney park.
5 years later.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
If not
dinosaur
longer.
Dinosaur world! Sorry.
A little weird. 5 years later, it's opening. I don't know. And you would think they would have timed it a little bit better to open it around, like, a new movie coming out.
Right. Like, but the even second another movie, they still are taking forever with the daggum second movie.
I don't even think that's coming out for another 2 years.
Probably not. I don't know. I think James Cameron is their... Not James Cameron. Yeah. James Cameron. Kirk. Yep, James Cameron.
Kirk Cameron?
No, Kirk Cameron. No. James Cameron is just waiting for, like, the actual Na'vi, like, gray thing, so you can just plug us into the movie.
Okay.
And we experience it. That's what he's waiting for now. And we miss him.
Make sure you check out our Instagram page. I will post some pictures from our trip today and some food pics that I took and stuff like that.
Yum, 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 yum.
Instagram, you go to where, Tom? Deep Fried Geeks?
Deep Fried Geeks.
What other
we
social media?
We are at Twitter as well at Deep Fried Geeks.
Yep.
If you go to Facebook, you can find us on Deep Fried Geeks.
Can you find us on Tinder? Are you on Tinder?
No. I'm not that desperate. Maybe in a couple years. On Tinder. At Deep Fried Geek.
Yeah, just...
I'm just like, holding, just, like, a chicken leg. With, like, one of my flannel shirts, like a crop top.
Come see me, ladies. I can do 6 different impersonations.
Oh, for you. 6? I can do more than 6. Shelve me short to the ladies of Tinder.
Keep calm
and
geek on.